Chapter 8, Receivers. There are 63 questions in this chapter. Number 1. What occurs when an excessive amount of signal energy reaches the mixer circuit? Spurious signals are generated. Number 2. What is the mixing process? The combination of two signals to produce some and different frequencies. Number 3. What are the principal frequencies that appear at the output of a mixer circuit? The original frequencies and the sum and difference frequencies. Number 4. It is very important that the oscillators contained in a superheterodyne receiver are stable and spectrally pure. Number 5. A superheterodyne receiver designed for SSB reception must have a beat frequency oscillator, or BFO, because the suppressed carrier must be replaced for detection. Number 6. In a communications receiver, a crystal filter will be located in the IF circuits. Number 7. A single conversion receiver with a 9 MHz IF has a local oscillator operating at 16 MHz. The frequency it is tuned to is 7 MHz. Number 8. The mixer stage of a superheterodyne receiver is used to change the frequency of the incoming signal of that of the IF. Number 9. Which stage of a superheterodyne receiver lies between a tunable stage and a fixed tune stage? Mixer. Number 10. A double conversion receiver designed for SSB reception has a beat frequency oscillator and two IF stages and two local oscillators. Number 11. What factors should be considered when selecting an intermediate frequency? Image rejection. Number 12. What receiver stage combines a 14.25 MHz input signal with a 13.795 MHz oscillator signal to produce a 455 kHz intermediate frequency, or IF, signal? A mixer. Number 13. The BFO is offset slightly, 500 to 1,500 hertz, from the incoming signal to the detector. This is required to beat with the incoming signal. Number 14. Which two stages in a superheterodyne receiver have input tuned circuits tuned to the same frequency? RF and first mixer. Number 15. One of the greatest advantage of the double conversion over the single conversion receiver is that it suffers less from image interference. Number 16. Which stage of a receiver has an input and output circuits tuned to the received frequency? The RF amplifier. Number 17. A multi-conversion superheterodyne receiver is more susceptible to spurious responses than a single conversion receiver because of the additional oscillators and mixing frequencies involved in the design. Number 18. The mixer stage of a superheterodyne receiver produces an intermediate frequency. Number 19. In a superheterodyne receiver without an RF amplifier, the input to the mixer stage has a variable capacitor in parallel with an inductance. The variable capacitor is for tuning the receiver preselector to the reception frequency. Number 20. If the incoming signal to the mixer is 3,600 kHz and the first IF is 9 MHz, at which one of the following frequencies would the local oscillator, or LO, operate? 5,400 kHz. Number 21. The first mixer in the receiver mixes the incoming signal with the local oscillator to produce an intermediate frequency. Number 22. If a receiver tuned to 146.70 MHz receives an intermodulation product signal whenever a nearby transmitter transmits on 146.52, what are the two most likely frequencies for the other interfering signals? 146.34 MHz and 146.61 MHz. Number 23. In a superheterodyne receiver, a stage before the IF amplifier has a variable capacitor in parallel with a trimmer, capacitor and inductance. The variable capacitor is for tuning of the local oscillator, or LO. Number 24. How does intermodulation interference between two repeater transmitters usually occur? When they are in close proximity and the signals mix in one or both of their final amplifiers. Number 25. The advantage of a double conversion receiver over a single conversion receiver is that it suffers less from image interference. Number 26. What are the advantages of the frequency conversion process in a superheterodyne receiver? Increased selectivity in optimal tuned circuit design. Number 27. If the signals of two repeater transmitters mix together in one or both of their final amplifiers and unwanted signals at the sum and difference frequencies of the original signals are generated, what is this called? Intermodulation interference. Number 28. What is one-way receiver desensitization can be reduced? Use a cavity filter. Number 29. What is meant by the noise floor of a receiver? The weakest signal that can be detected above the receiver internal noise. Number 30. Poor stability in a receiver usually originates in the local oscillator and power supply. Number 31. What is the term used for the decibel difference or ratio between the largest tolerable receiver input signal without causing audible distortion products and the minimum discernible signal or sensitivity? Dynamic range. Number 32. The low-level output of a detector is applied to the AF amplifier. Number 33. In a superheterodyne receiver with AGC as the strength of the signal increases, the AGC reduces the receiver gain. Number 34. Intermodulation distortion is produced by the mixing of more than one signal in the receiver of a superheterodyne receiver. Number 35. What does a product detector do? It mixes an incoming signal with a locally generated carrier. Number 36. The overall output of an AM, CW, or SSB receiver can be adjusted by means of manual controls on the receiver or by use of a circuit known as automatic gain control. Number 37. Three of the following answers are direct causes of instability in a receiver. Choose the answer which is not a direct cause. Dial display accuracy. Number 38. What causes receiver desensitization? Strong near frequency signals. Number 39. How much gain should be used in the RF amplifier stage of a receiver? Sufficient gain to allow weak signals to overcome noise generated in the first mixer stage. Number 40. Which of the following is an important reason for using a VHF intermediate frequency in an HF receiver? to move the image response far away from the filter passband. Number 41. Which of the following is the purpose of the first IF amplifier stage in a receiver? Improve selectivity. Number 42. What circuit combines signals from an IF amplifier stage in a beat frequency oscillator, or BFO, to produce an audio signal? A product detector circuit. Number 43. What audio shaping network is added at an FM receiver to restore proportionally attenuated lower audio frequencies? A de-emphasis network. Number 44. The lower receiver noise figure becomes the greater will be the receiver's sensitivity. Number 45. The amplified IF signal is applied to the blank stage in a superheterodyne receiver. Detector. Number 46. Distortion in a receiver that only affects strong signals usually indicates a defect in the AGC. Number 47. What is the primary purpose of an RF amplifier in a receiver? To improve the receiver noise figure. Number 48. Why are very low noise figures relatively unimportant in an isospheric distortion of high-frequency receiver? External HF noise, man-made and natural, are higher than internal noise generated by the receiver. Number 49. The term which relates specifically to the amplitude levels of multiple signals that can be accommodated during reception is called dynamic range. Number 50. The AGC voltage is applied to the RF and IF amplifiers. Number 51. AGC is derived in a receiver from one of two circuits. Depending on the method used, it is called IF-derived or audio-derived. Number 52. What is the term for the reduction in receiver sensitivity caused by strong signal near the receiver frequency? Desensitization. Number 53. Normal front-end selectivity is provided by the resonant networks both before and after the RF stage in a superheterodyne receiver. This whole section of the receiver is often referred to as the preselector. Number 54. What part of a superheterodyne receiver determines the image rejection ratio of the receiver? RF amplifier preselector. Number 55. Poor dynamic range of a receiver can cause many problems when a strong signal appears within the front-end bandpass, or even outside it. Which of the following is not caused as a direct result? Feedback. Number 56. The noise generated in a receiver of a good design originates in the RF amplifier and mixer. Number 57. What causes intermodulation in an electronic circuit? Nonlinear circuits or devices. Number 58. Which two instruments are needed to measure FM receiver sensitivity for a 12 dB SINAD radio? Signal plus noise plus distortion over noise plus distortion. Calibrated RF signal generated with FM tone modulation in total harmonic distortion, or THD, analyzer. Number 59. Intermodulation interference products are not typically associated with which of the following? Intermediate frequency stage. Number 60. Which of the two variables primarily determine the behavior of an automatic gain control, or AGC? threshold, and decay time. Number 61. How is receiver sensitivity often expressed for UHF-FM receivers? RF level for 12 dB SINAD. Number 62. Which of these measurements is a good indicator of VHF receiver intermodulation performance in an environment of strong out-of-band signals? Two-tone third-order IMD dynamic range, 10 MHz spacing. Number 63. In a dual-conversion superheterodyne receiver, what are the respective aims of the first and second conversion? Image rejection and selectivity.